All right, good morning, Santa Rosa County Commissioners and staff. Thank you for the opportunity to provide a short update on NAS Whiting Field. As you can see, we did bring some of our shipmates. The whole base wanted to come down, but I said, hey, we got to fly airplanes. We'll take the best looking ones for the picture, and then everyone else can work. But they all wanted to come.
I like his call sign is Party Boy. Captain Flores, outgoing commanding officer at NAS Whiting Field, talking to Santa Rosa County Commission a little while back, talking about them getting their award as the top installation Navy Southeast.
Whiting Field was selected as a 2024 Commander Naval Region Southeast and Commander Naval Installations Command Installation of the Year. The installation was also selected to represent the Navy for the coveted Secretary of Defense Installation of the Year with results that are expected to be released this June. And that would be for all the bases in DOD. So we're crossing our fingers for that. And that's large bases and small bases, Army, Air Force, all the big ones.
Yeah, it's a pretty impressive award.
The achievements and success of NAS Whiting Field, coupled with Santa Rosa County's tremendous support and collaboration, was key in earning this recognition. I would note that NAS Whiting Field has been selected 5 out of the last 9 years as the installation of the year, an achievement that is unrivaled across the DOD enterprise. Pretty big deal. And as you guys know, I'm leaving in a few months. New commander's coming in, but 5 out of the 9 years winning that award, that tells you that the base CO has very little with the success of Whiting Field. The sailors and the civilians that run that place are staying on board for a long time, and you're going to see a nice smooth transition. And success in the future.
Absolutely.
We also received word this week that our morale, welfare, and recreation program was selected as a national gold medal finalist by the American Academy for Parks and Recreation Administration, 3rd year in a row.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, you know, our bases win awards all the time. and I don't mean that to trivialize it. I mean, especially NAS Whiting Field, like, just always winning these awards. It's impressive.
For the base, NAS Whiting Field continues to press on with its mission support of aviation warfare training. We have 82 new TH-73 Alphas Thrashers, rotary wing aircraft on board, with an intended end state of 130 new airframes.
That's the Leonardo helicopters that have been in the process of replacing the old trainer helicopters that have been there for decades.
The Whiting team is currently executing over $200 million in infrastructure upgrades to support this new airframe. And its mission footprint requirements.
And that's great news, too, getting all that rolled out completely.
I would also like to thank Santa Rosa County and its support of base buffering efforts. Last week, the Navy in Santa Rosa County secured 429 acres to protect against incompatible development adjacent to NAS Whiting Field. To date, our longstanding collaboration and collaborative with Santa Rosa County and the state of Florida has resulted in the execution of over $55 million and safeguarded nearly 20,000 acres.
Yeah, and there's even more being added, that 400 new acres on the west side of, I always forget, was 89 or 87 at that point, but in any case, outside the entrance on the west side. That's good stuff. That buffering is key to preserving the mission and always to signaling to Big Navy that, hey, we want to protect the base and make sure that it's here for a long time. We're willing to do as a community whatever needs to be done. So, again, that's Captain Paul Partyboy Flores, commanding officer at NAS Whiting Field, where they train. What is it, about 2/3 of the preliminary flight training for pilots and then 100% of the helicopter training for Marines and Navy and Coast Guard. Massively busy base. It does essential training elements for our naval aviators, Marine, and Coast Guard aviators. 6:15 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. If you've got a vehicle that's an import, like a Porsche, a Mercedes, a BMW, a Jaguar, Genesis, Audi, Lexus, good quality car you pay more to get, you don't have to pay more to service it. You don't have to drive it to Destin. You don't have to drive it to Mobile or wherever parts foreign that might have to come from. You know, you can get it serviced at Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. There's actually a federal law that protects you when going somewhere else to go for service. That's totally up to you. Go where you want. I figure save a few bucks, save some time, do it locally. It's easier to get and commute back to your house, all that kind of stuff. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car. They want to see the car healthy so that you can avoid seeing it broken, which is expensive, inconvenient, and, you know, problematic. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Transgressors Memorial Service comes up next, where we get to see what got canceled this week in the voice of a satirically woke pastor. Yours truly, Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are on East Johnson Avenue and Jernigan Road, you're going to see a roadblock there due to some debris on the highway. We are seeing a lot of debris on the highway this morning, all over town, and power lines and pole, telephone poles down.
So trash cans everywhere.
Yeah. Please drive with caution this morning. We had a lot of severe weather last night. So if you are on East Spencer Field and Hamilton Bridge Road in Pace, pole and power lines down. Sheriff's offices are on the scene diverting traffic. And on Chemukla Highway all the way down to Wallace Lake Road, power outages are prevalent in that area. If you're driving on Chemstrand Road, just north of Timber Ridge Drive, debris on the roadway there, and the roadway is completely blocked. And on North Palafox Street, going southbound, right at the intersection of 10 Mile Road and North Old Palafox Highway, a roadblock there due to a vehicle crash. Guys, just a lot of weather this morning, last night, so please just drive with caution this morning. Everyone wants to get where they're going, so we'd rather everybody get there safely. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This report brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who reveals in her new book that she once euthanized a dog on the farm by shooting it, claiming the dog had attacked people and killed some chickens. Although Noem says she did this to protect her small children and because the dog simply could not be trained despite months of effort, it's clear to see that no dog ever deserves to be put down. Instead, as Face the Nation host and moral sage Margaret Brennan suggested, just take it to the shelter. That way, we can infer, you can pass the problem along to somebody else who will adopt it without knowing of its difficulties and won't be prepared to deal with them. Or perhaps it can simply go live on some mythical farm where all the dogs go who can't get adopted and then live in peace and satisfaction miraculously forever. Don't ask questions. What is especially galling about Gnome's telling of this story is that she expresses no regret whatsoever. As if it's somehow perfectly normal for people who live on farms in rural America across the country to routinely have to put down animals for various reasons, especially dangerous ones. But no. Obviously, Noam should have simply taken her chances and put the lives of her children at risk just so the fragile moral sensibilities of city people from two decades later wouldn't have to be jostled by her story. For killing a dangerous dog, for doing so with a firearm, and for daring to retell this story without realizing how unsympathetic the American voter of 2024 would be, Christy Noam, we cancel thee and express our wish that we could send you to the great farm beyond the horizon where all the offensive, difficult, and Republican politicians should go forever. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, a big round of applause for Men's Health magazine, which recently featured an article celebrating men who reject stereotypes of the healthy male body and embrace themselves despite being what most observers would describe as morbidly obese. The core of this groundbreaking article, appropriately titled I'm Big and I'm Strong, was telling the story of three men, a former pro wrestler, now 330 pounds, a fitness trainer, now 275 pounds with a solid beer belly, and an adventure travel host of the Chubby Diaries, who weighs in at a tidy 400 pounds, not quite a bantamweight. The common theme for them all was rejecting the idea that being fat and being fit are at odds with each other. For Men's Health, a fitness and lifestyle magazine historically defined by athleticism, toned musculature, and overall masculine hotness, this willingness to make health a matter of mindset rather than, you know, body characteristics, is refreshingly counterfactual. Following boldly in the sandy footprints of the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, which has decided that all bodies are equally beautiful, which, of course, means that none of them can be described as beautiful since beautiful just isn't a meaningful word anymore, Men's Health now says that all men are sexy, and therefore there's no such thing as sexiness. They've finally realized that being obsessed with healthy eating, looking good, feeling energetic, or appealing to the opposite sex are all just as much obsessions as anything else. So, instead of having weight goals, fitness goals, or what traditionalists might call any goals at all, these modern gurus of self-congratulation simply say you should be what you are, prompting Men's Health to consider renaming itself as Men's Whatever, or possibly Men's It Doesn't Really Matter, or even something more to the point, Men, we give up. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, an even heartier praise for the Boy Scouts of America, which after only 114 short years has finally decided to abandon its sexist, exclusionary, and patriarchal name and evolve into the 21st century as Scouting America. Let me say it again, Scouting America. At last, this former boot camp breeding ground for male chauvinist pigs, I mean, how many of us haven't known a vile, sexist Eagle Scout or three in our time, am I right? Has fully embraced an open policy of inclusion to all our young brethren, sisterin, and otherin. Scouts first started changing in 2013 when gay scouts were allowed, and in 2015 when gay adult scout leaders were allowed. Obviously, it's not fair to allow recruiting of gay scouts when you don't have any gay scoutmasters to recruit them. Then in 2018, girls were finally admitted as Cub Scouts, and then actually as Boy Scouts in 2019, but of course therein lies the trouble. It makes no sense, even in our dream world of total gender anarchy, to label girls as Boy Scouts, 6,000 of which have now reached the pinnacle of Eagle Scout, by the way. Obviously, we celebrated all these moves, even though they were motivated more by dwindling BSA enrollment and a decade of reeling from the sex abuse scandals and $2.4 billion bankruptcy reorganization. What we admired in particular about co-educational scouting was that it tended to draw girls away from that other wickedly segregationist youth outdoor program, the Girl Scouts. Naturally, if we don't believe in sexist boys clubs, we can't believe in a sexist girls club either. So finally, in a world where boys can like boys and where girls can like girls and where boys can even become girls and where girls can become boys, it's just better to have one large happy melting pot of jamboree inclusion, Scouting America. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please join us outside on the front lawn for the Swanson Phillips Gender Designation Party. As you know, our order does not believe in gender reveals, but because obviously only the child they self can ever reveal their gender to us later. But we do think it acceptable if parents were to temporarily assign a gender to their baby for now, like a placeholder. To honor our belief in gender bending, pink glitter will be for a boy, blue glitter will be for a girl, and rainbow glitter will be for anything else. Obviously, the Swanson Phillipses have not seen the ultrasound, not that it would matter anyhow. After all, what does a child's biology have to do with its gender assignment? If a person can identify as anything they want, regardless of birth biology, why can't parents designate a child as anything they want as well? It's only logical. Also, the gender randomness rating for this event is a 7. Be sure to sign in so your virtue badge scores will be updated appropriately. Refreshments this week are provided by The Grass Is Always Greener, a chlorophyll-themed juice bar featuring liquid refreshments made from blended corn husks, straw, and pickled radishes infused with that miraculous life-giving photosynthetic life juice. The grass is always greener. You can really taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
627 here on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic for us. Jimmy?
If you are on Chemstrand Road in Pensacola this morning, you are going to see a backup there. The roadway is blocked due to debris. That is just north of Timber Ridge Drive on Chemstrand Road. We are seeing a lot of power lines and some telephone poles down. Pole and power lines down in East Spencer Field and Hamilton Bridge Road in Pace. And if you were on North Palafox Street at the crossroads of 10 Mile Road and Old Palafox Highway, you will see a roadblock there as well due to a vehicle crash. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. Jimmy, David, Jake, I don't know, Candy.
Hey, there we go. One or two more names, we'll have the full game.
Eventually, we'll have a whole party.
Reports coming in that Israeli tanks have now captured the main road through the city of Rafah today. That move would leave the eastern half of the Gaza Strip all encircled by Israeli forces. Residents there reporting explosions, gunfire, and heavy fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas militants. Senate Republicans condemning President Biden's decision to hold up a shipment of weapons to Israel. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham told reporters yesterday that the move would worsen the conflict in the region and make it harder to secure the release of hostages. And Neuralink says its first human brain implant has now developed a problem. The company says the threads recording neural activity retracted from the brain in 29-year-old quadriplegic Noland Arbaugh, that hindered his ability to control a computer cursor with his brain, which he'd previously been able to do, but they say they have developed a plan for a workaround.
So the cybernetic brain implant now has a recall?
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works.
No, I think this stuff terrifies me and amazes me. The stuff that they are doing to help people who have neurological damage is, God bless that work.
It is simultaneously amazing to see what it can do and terrifying to think of how it does it.
I totally agree. Absolutely, totally agree. David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go, or if it is time yet, putting off the decision, because we all put that decision off because nobody likes to buy a used car. When is that ever fun? You know it's not fun. That's why you don't do it. Well, Frontier knows that, too. That's why they try to make the process as easy as possible so that at least you don't hate it very much. I mean, that might not sound like a big selling point, but compared to some of the awful car buying experiences I've had, it was really delightful and refreshing to go to Frontier Motors and buy our Honda Odyssey a couple of years ago. They take care of you great. They've got good quality cars, a wide selection. You can choose to look at a bunch of different things. If they've got what you want, buy it. If they don't have what you want, send them on a mission. They'll go find it for you. Test drive 5 or 6, no problem. The selection is huge. 300 different cars, trucks, vans on the lot. A couple of years old, 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition. Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Hey, Pensacola Navy Days comes up a week from today, May 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's all kinds of stuff next weekend.
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Congress drafting articles of impeachment against President Biden, accusing him of conditioning aid to a foreign ally as the White House puts a pause on weapons shipments to Israel.
Joe Biden is doing this. It's political. This is a quid pro quo. This is a policy decision he made.
That's House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer. The White House is concerned the weapons could be used in a Rafah invasion. Former President Trump's hush money trial in New York City resumes with former White House aide Madeleine Westerhout.
Back on the stand this morning, a new witness who says that the president was a great president. She was an executive assistant to the former president back in the White House. And also she said to the jury yesterday that former President Trump is being treated unfairly.
That's Fox's Eric Shawn. Judge Juan Merchan denied the Trump team's request for a mistrial. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 66 degrees. It is mostly cloudy in Pensacola this morning with a possibility of some rain and storms here throughout the day. Well, yesterday it was llama drama at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, that term used by Commissioner James Calkins as he addressed an issue between Commissioner Ray Eddington and South Santa Rosa news operator Romy White from Monday's meeting. And during that exchange, Eddington told White to put down a phone and stop taking pictures, something some people saw as a violation of her First Amendment rights.
Commissioner Eddington, I know you didn't mean it when you were telling her to turn off the camera, but I know how sometimes it just burns you up and you get a little too emotional. We're human beings up here. I know that you didn't mean to try to take away any rights, but for another commissioner to capitalize on this and try to make it look as if he's Mr. Freedom, I will call it out.
And that Kerry Smith there from that meeting, and he defended Eddington after going into detail on several reasons that he didn't believe Romy White should be considered a legitimate member of the press. That issue was also addressed during the public forum by several speakers, including a First Amendment auditor and Marine veteran Damian Graves, who now says he'll have a team of First Amendment auditors filming all over Santa Rosa County public spaces. Florida Power and Light officials say thousands of employees are undergoing the company's annual storm drill this week. They're simulating a Cat 4 hurricane scenario to ensure employees are as ready as they can be to respond.
So at FPL, we prepare year-round for emergency conditions. We actually build all of our resiliency and our technology innovation into our grid so that we can be ready for emergencies as they happen. We prepare our organization through training leading into the storm dry run each and every year. And we want to make sure that our customers are also ready for a hurricane should one come to our service area this year.
And that is Vice President Ed DeVerona. Part of that year-round preparation includes strengthening power poles, using smart grid technology, and putting neighborhood power lines underground where possible. Well, one of the state's biggest home insurance companies is going to have to pay a big fine. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation fined Heritage Insurance $1 million. The Tampa-based company was found to have violated state law after Hurricane Ian. Regulators say Heritage was slow to pay or deny claims and slow to acknowledge communication from its policyholders. Heritage's CEO says the company has now taken steps to address those issues. And Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden saying transparency and accountability are their top priorities. Yesterday afternoon, they released body camera footage showing the deputy-involved shooting of Airman Roger Fortson.
It is important to note that while this is a criminal investigation, no determination has been made as to whether the deputy's actions were justified or not. Here in Okaloosa County, we pride ourselves in our commitment to transparency and accountability. These investigations take time, but I want to assure you that we are not hiding, covering up, or taking action that would result in a rush to judgment of Mr. Fortson or our deputy.
And the footage shows the deputy identifying himself as law enforcement and knocking on the door twice. It also shows that no forceful entry was made. However, the deputy did quickly fire at Fortson when he saw he was carrying a gun. That investigation being headed up by the FDLE and State Attorney's Office to determine if the deputy's actions were justified. 6:35 at News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
In North Pensacola this morning on Airway Drive and Mozingo Lane, there is a vehicle crash that is blocking the road, as well as on Jernigan Road and East Johnson Avenue, another vehicle crash roadblock. North Palafox Street and East 10 Mile Road at the intersections of North Old Palafox Street, North Old Palafox Highway, there is a vehicle crash as well that is blocking the road. And on Kemstrand Road, just north of Timber Ridge Drive, there's debris on the roadway. That roadway is blocked, so please use caution. And actually, use caution all over town this morning because the weather last night has debris falling. I mean, you know, we can't report on all of it because not all of it gets reported, but please just drive with caution this morning because of the weather last night. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Taking a look at our weather forecast, we do have a thunderstorm watch. That'll be for about another half hour here until 7 o'clock across the area. Of course, there were some severe storms early this morning, and we could see additional storms moving throughout the area through the rest of the morning as well. The storm system's expected to clear by this afternoon, though. That'll lead to sunny skies, a high in the mid-80s, low down to about 70 tonight. And then an absolutely gorgeous weekend ahead. Looks like it'll be sunny skies, beautiful highs in the low 80s. The next chance of rain coming early next week on Monday and Tuesday. 6:36 right now. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. It's 66 degrees. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A House committee has requested Microsoft's top lawyer, Brad Smith, attend a hearing after hackers obtained U.S. government officials' emails through the company's software. Microsoft, the world's most valuable public company, sells subscriptions to email software that's pervasive in business and government, making it an obvious target for hackers. The hearing is set for May 22nd in Washington. OpenAI plans to announce its artificial intelligence-powered search engine on Monday to further compete with search king Google. OpenAI's search product is an extension of its flagship ChatGPT product and enables the tech to pull in direct information from the web and include citations. Futures are moderately higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 331, the NASDAQ up 43, and the S&P 500 up 26. Once again, futures are moderately higher this Friday. That's your money now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMensHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMensHealth.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy the past few years. How to know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 9 and hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinky Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's this morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
The city of Pensacola now fining a church $100 a day for blight and code violations. The code enforcement magistrate ordered Emmanuel Lutheran Church to pay for neglect and safety problems at the old Trailways bus station on Balin Street, a property they own. Last month, the church was also fined $200, but code enforcement says that fine hasn't been paid. The church asked for permission to demolish the building a year ago because of its poor condition. That request was denied because the city considers the building historically significant.
So that's the Channel 3 report, and they've been reporting on this throughout. I haven't been paying an awful lot of attention to this story, but I actually happened to work with one of the members of the church and said, Andrew, have you looked at this? I'm like, no, not really, but I will. So we have on the line with us now the president of Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Gary Houston. Gary, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Andrew. It's good to have a chance to tell our side of the story.
Absolutely. So you want to maybe just start with telling a little bit of the history of how we got here, you know, because I think that'll probably help people understand.
Well, you know, I think that the newspaper and the TV station have tried to paint the congregation as kind of an uncaring property owner that's doing nothing. And really, the truth is the opposite. The church recognized a problem with this building, went forward, filed an application with the city to demolish it, and that's where the train jumped the tracks. So, you know, we want to try to resolve this situation. I think the news coverage to this point has indicated something different. We're just trying to find a solution for this problem that works for the church and for the community.
Now, the Trailways bus station, or former Trailways bus station at 301 North Balin, it hasn't been in use for a while, although you've kind of used the building off and on over the years. Is that right?
That's right. The church, the building was constructed in 1963, I believe, and used as a bus station until Trailways moved up close to I-10. And then the property was put on the market for about 5 years. Nobody bought it. Finally, the church bought it in 1991 with the idea of using it for parking. And I think it's significant that at the time that the church bought the building, it was not a historical building. And the church never bought it with the understanding that it was undertaking the preservation of an historic building. So over the course of the years, the building has been used for some instances for worship services while the church was restoring its sanctuary. The sanctuary was built in 1912, so as you can imagine, it's needed renovation over the years. The church has also used the building on occasion for youth group activities. A chapter of Alcoholics Anonymous used the building for many years. And also for many years, the church did a Saturday oatmeal breakfast and used that building for that purpose. And, you know, many of those uses really were unsuited for the building. But to portray the building as having been not used is not correct.
I think probably the biggest claim that people have made about the need to preserve this structure is that it was a source of a civil rights protest, a counter sit-in, lunch counter sit-in. You guys, I assume, have looked into this. In your opinion, is that true?
No, it's not true. There is another former bus station in the block south, which was the Greyhound bus station. And if that was, I think there might have been a lunch counter in the Greyhound bus station, but not our building. All our building had was two pinball machines and some vending machines, never a lunch counter. And in fact, when we used the building for oatmeal breakfast, it was completely inadequate because the only thing approaching a place to wash dishes was a mop tub. So there was no way that that building ever had a lunch counter or ever had anything to do with the local civil rights movement.
We're talking to Gary Houston. He's the president of Emmanuel Lutheran Church. They own the property that is the Trailways, the dilapidated Trailways bus station terminal. We'll come back to this in just a second, Gary. Hang on for just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
We are seeing a lot of debris on the roadways this morning due to the weather that we had last night. Pole and power lines down in East Spencer Field and Hamilton Bridge Road and Pace. If you're on Avalon and I-10, the traffic light is out, so please treat that intersection as a four-way stop if you're coming down from Milton. On Kemstrand Road, just north of Timber Ridge Drive, debris on the roadway, and that one is blocked as well. On North Palafox Street and 10 Mile Road at the cross section of North Old Palafox Highway, there was a vehicle crash with a roadblock. And there is debris on Kingsfield Road. Two trees just north and south of Kingsfield on 97. So we are seeing a lot of traffic building up there. So please drive with caution as they try and get those removed from the street. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Gary Houston, the president of Emmanuel Lutheran Church, dealing with the Trailways former bus terminal there. So, Gary, you guys are getting fined right now, I think, every day for not cleaning up the structure, which has become dilapidated and kind of a magnet for homelessness and debris and waste and all of that. Have you done any investigation to see what it would cost to bring it up to code, let alone to restore it?
Andrew, we've got an engineer who is, as we speak, making an inspection of the building. I have not received the engineer's report. I don't know what it would cost to restore the building. Frankly, I think that it would be much more expensive than demolition. And frankly, without a use of the building, to spend money on it would, in my judgment, be wasteful.
And
it also ignores the fact that the church has a limited budget. We have to take care of our sanctuary first and foremost. This building is third on our list of building priorities. So we really believe that from the church's perspective, demolition is the correct thing both for the church and the neighborhood. But if there are other people in the community who have ideas about how to use this and have capital who want to do it, we'd be to work with them to try to find a solution.
Would it be fair to say that if it had been a historical structure, especially if you had known that when you purchased it, which you guys think that it was not a historical structure, was not a civil rights citizen at all, and there's no reason to think that that's the case. But if it had been that might change this conversation?
Oh, I think so. But, you know, I've gone over to City Hall and looked at the city's staff's investigation of the property when they created these historic districts. And at the time they did that survey, survey indicated that the building contributed nothing to the historic nature of the district. So this is a change in history from the city's perspective.
So where do you go from here? Because it seems like, you know, you're caught in a little bit of a catch-22. I don't know if you've tried to market it to put it up for sale. You guys want to demolish it. They're fining you now for failure to comply. And, what happens next?
Well, we're doing two things. First, we're in negotiations with the city. And second, we intend to appeal the fines. The way that code enforcement board worked really was a denial of our due process. So we're going to appeal that to circuit court.
Okay. Well, which, of course, that costs legal fees, so it's not free either, unfortunately.
Well, I know someone who's a lawyer who's going to handle that for free.
is that you? Because I know you're a lawyer. All right. So, but still, I mean, that's your time, and that has, you know, that may not cost the church, but it, you know, it does cost somebody. And I know you're trying to work with the city and work something out with them. Anything I failed to ask, or anything that you feel like hasn't been told in your version of this story?
No, Andrew, I think you've been very fair about this, and I appreciate your interest in the subject.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, just I always want to make sure that we can get, you know, if there's another side that needs telling, I try to bring it out. And, you know, I appreciate you being willing to come on the air and talk about this because, you know, I know sometimes, you know, as churches, it's kind of like, well, you know, do I talk about this? Do I go on the news? Is it worth benefiting? You know, does it accomplish anything? And so anyway, I just appreciate you spending some time with us, Gary. And I know, you know, running a smallest church, you know, carries a whole lot of challenges, and certainly this is one that you guys had anticipated in the beginning. Gary Houston, he is the president of Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Gary, nice to get to know you a little bit. Thank you for the time, and I really do sincerely hope that you and the city can come to an amicable agreement that, in the end, everybody can be satisfied with.
Thank you, Andrew. You know, prayer solves all things.
Absolutely, it does. 6:51 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you are thinking about all of the fun that exists with the termites and the roaches and the ants and the, I mean, goodness, I don't know what your rodent problem is. It could be, you know, creepy crawlers. It could be snakes. It could be mice. It could be, I don't know. Okay, but you do. And if you've got problems, then give NSEC a call. They'll come out and identify exactly what the problem is. They can eliminate the common household pests like the ones I just mentioned. Professionally trained technicians safely and effectively get rid of pests inside and outside and take preventative steps to prevent them from coming in the future. Techs are going to be thorough and professional. They're going to show up. They're going to take pictures before, tell you what they're going to treat, how much it'll cost. You say yes or no. If you say yes, they do the treatment, then they show you the after, right? I mean, it's very simple. The fire ant program takes just one treatment. One treatment. Bonds with the soil and guarantees you a full year of fire ant protection. Mosquitoes have a plan to identify them and get the breeding grounds and, you know, effectively take care of that so that you don't have the problem in your yard. For a limited time, new annual pest control customers get $50 off. There are some restrictions, so make sure you read the details. Also, $25 off a new annual fire ant contract. Estimates are always free, so get informed and then you can make a good decision. Sign up today or find out more at NSEC, ENSEC.net.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Bike Pensacola for their annual escorted slow ride through downtown Pensacola, Friday evening at 6. See Slow Ride Pensacola on Facebook for more information. Remember to help stamp out hunger this Saturday. Leave healthy, non-perishable food donations by your mailbox. The National Association of Letter Carriers help make this annual event the biggest single-day effort to help those in need of food. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
It was tragic, really. He exploded on stage.
Just like that?
You know, several, you know, dozens of people spontaneously combust each year. It's just not really widely reported.
Right. Yeah.
Good morning, 6:55 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. The storm has mostly passed to the east, most of the big stuff. And then right to the north, there was this straight pipeline of really severe weather going across Escambia County, Alabama, east towards the timeline, right north of the Florida-Alabama border. We didn't have that affect us, but, you know, I am sure that if you were going north, you probably saw some of that stuff. You know, there's tree limbs down and various debris in the area. We've had a couple of incidents that people have texted into us of, you know, power out or lights out. People have been getting their power back on as well, so thank you to FPL for getting out and doing that work. Garbage cans, you know, in the road is the one thing that you might want to, if you put the garbage out last night, you might want to take an extra minute or two before you go to work to go out and check to make sure, because it's probably not where you left it. Let's put it that way. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you were driving on Avalon in Milton at the I-10 intersection, the traffic light is out. So please treat that intersection as a four-way stop. Pole and power lines down at East Spencer Field and Hamilton Bridge Road in Pace. Sheriff's office is on the scene diverting traffic. If you were driving on South Highway 97, there are trees on both the north side and south side of the Kingsfield Road intersection, building up a lot of traffic this morning, so please expect delays and drive with caution through that area as the first responders get that road cleared. On Jernigan Road and East Johnson Avenue, a vehicle crash with a roadblock is there in North Pensacola, and also in North Pensacola on Airway Drive and Mozingo Lane. There is a roadblock as well due to a vehicle crash. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet or turn on the faucet or the temperature or the pressure is not good, call Barberry Plumbing. Or if you fix something and now you need to actually get it fixed, like I did, call Barberry Plumbing. They will take care of you. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour, so you know the total price before you tell them to do the work to fix what you did wrong. 477-8782, and they did. They were fantastic when they came out and helped me. Barberry Plumbing. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
The House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure is going to have a hearing next week on the federal response to the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore last March. A press release from the committee says that'll happen on Wednesday morning. Senate Republicans condemning President Biden's decision to hold up a shipment of weapons to Israel. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tells reporters that it could worsen the conflict in the region and make it harder to secure the release of hostages. And the founder of the Beach Boys placed under a conservatorship after a dementia diagnosis. 81-year-old Brian Wilson's publicist and business manager filed to be his co-conservators back in February. A judge in Los Angeles approved that yesterday.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. We've got a note here that all over West Santa Rosa County, power lines are down and tree debris is all over the place. Yeah, the winds were pretty ferocious this morning. They definitely were. And remember, you got Escambia County kids are going to school an hour late. Santa Rosa County kids are going to a school 2 hours late. So your normal traffic patterns for buses and all that is going to be all messed up this morning. Okaloosa, 3 hours late, so because of the arrival of the storm to those various areas. All right, a quick future news. What do you think winds up with this Trailway bus station? You think the church is allowed to demolish it in the end and the fines get waived?
I actually think so.
I actually think that's
You think they're going to demolish the Trailways bus station?
I do. I think it's going to wind up being...
I think the historical significance is going to protect it.
Oh, see, I don't think so. But it'd be interesting to see. So, very good. We'll be back in just a minute. We'll talk about that Okaloosa County horrible shooting from the other day.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.